It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. The battle for the Democratic presidential nomination, as Thomas Hobbes might have put it, has been nasty, brutish, and long. But the battle for the Senate is a different story. Democrats are widely expected to add to the majority that they won in 2006. And for more, we've called on our political brain trust, NPR's national political correspondent Mara Liasson and political editor Ken Rudin. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning, Renee.
So, Mara, let's start with you. Democrats are nervous over what's going on with Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton and whether the party can unite in time to defeat John McCain in November. You don't see the same kind of pessimism, I gather, when it comes to Senate races.
No, I don't. And part of it is just simply arithmetic. You know, Republicans are defending 23 or have 23 seats up this year. Only 12 Democrats are up for re-election. And Republicans have a handful of open seats where the Republican incumbent is retiring. They have a handful of endangered Republican incumbents, and there are no Democratic open seats and only one, even arguably vulnerable, Democratic incumbent. And most Democrats I talk to are expecting to end up in 2009 with somewhere between 53 and 56 seats in the Senate. And one of the reasons they're so optimistic is the silver lining of this very long and bitter presidential nominating contest. It's interesting. Democrats have been competing in states they would never visit if the fight had been wrapped up in February. And when they go into these states, they put down roots and they organize, and turnout is up incredibly. And most important, they are registering new Democrats. In Virginia, where there's an open Senate race, I'm told there are 700,000 more Democrats this cycle than last cycle. So Democrats are very, very optimistic.
Ken, turning to you, where are Republicans most vulnerable?
Well, as Mara says, Virginia is a perfect example. They haven't won the presidential race there since Lyndon Johnson in 1964. A Republican Senator John Warner is retiring after five terms. Mark Warner, the former governor, no relation, is clearly the favorite to succeed him. He's running against the former governor, Jim Gilmore. Another state, Colorado, a red state turning purple. Senator Wayne Allard is retiring. Republicans are nervous about holding that seat. Congressman Mark Udall is running there. New Mexico, another Republican retirement. Pete Domenici has been there since 1972. He's retiring. Tom Udall, Mark Udall's cousin, is running. And the two Republican House members are beating each other up in a primary, similar to what Obama and Clinton are doing in the presidential race. And so the Republicans are nervous about that, too. Plus the fact, this is all one sentence, plus the fact that you have Norm Coleman in Minnesota, who could be in trouble, John Sununu in New Hampshire, perhaps Gordon Smith in Oregon and Susan Collins in Maine. And here's a new one to add to the list, Senator Ted Stevens of Alaska. He's been a Republican senator longer than anybody else in the Republican in history. He is perhaps part of a corruption scandal, and the Democrats are hopeful of taking a seat there in Alaska that they haven't done since 1974.
Mara, give Ken a chance to catch his breath and tell us if there are any vulnerable Democrats. I think shorter list.
The one vulnerable Democrat is Mary Landrieu of Louisiana, and that's mostly because her base in the African-American population has shrunk in Louisiana since Katrina. But actually, these days, she's in a lot better shape than she's been in a long time. She's raised a lot of money, and, you know, she's had squeaker races before where she's won by very, small margins. But this will be a very competitive race. And it's one of those races that if Barack Obama is the nominee, it's going to help her because it'll boost African-American turnout in Louisiana.
And one more Democrat who may not be at risk, or at least the Democrats may not lose a seat in New Jersey, but Frank Lautenberg, who's 84 years old, faces a very tough primary on June 3rd with a younger Congressman, Rob Andrews. So watch Lautenberg's chances in that primary.
Ken, Mara, thanks very much.
Thank you, Renee.
Thanks, Renee.
NPR's Ken Rudin and Mara Liasson. And today we're launching our interactive Senate map, where you can find all 35 races, the candidates, and the analysis. Go to npr.org/elections.